You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, May 6th show. I'm committed to providing you knowledge needed to be successful in every area regarding your finances. Knowledge is power, and that's what you'll receive from listening to the show. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. To listen to talk with any of the guests that I have in studio today, you can call the show at 1-855-411-50. Again, that's 1-855-411-50, or you can go online to themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, Keith Medley and Brian Walker with Final Phase Inspections, Wet Winter Woes from Home Inspections. Thanks, you guys, for coming back into studio.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Tina.
Yeah, thank you.
It has been a little bit wet, so it'll be great to hear how that's affecting home inspections. And before we get into that, a little bit about Keith and Brian. Keith Medley, owner, inspector, was born and raised in the Puget Sound, giving him a full understanding of the weather and the environmental issues that may affect your home. His expertise in construction and remodels has given him an inside look at the benefits and quality building techniques, as well as the pitfalls associated with substandard workmanship. Keith is an honest, courteous, and quality-minded professional and understands the importance of customer service and communication. A big part of every inspection includes a focus on customer education. Their reports are generated using Home Inspection Pro software, which is the industry standard due to the user-friendly format. Their full-color inspections report include high-quality digital pictures to help further explain the support to support their findings. Their reports are emailed usually same day and always within 24 hours of the inspection. They work very hard to ensure a home buyer understands the status of the functionality systems as well as the items requiring routine maintenance. They also help home sellers in the same way so that they know which information is important to potential buyers, resulting in a more effective listing and sales process. They are trained professionals and their business practices adhere to the standard of practice of code ethics in Washington State and the American Society of Home Inspectors. They strive for the highest level of customer service and value in every inspection because your peace of mind is their priority. And a little bit about Brian Walker. Was born and raised in the Pacific Northwest and brings in 30 years of experience as a contractor with expertise in custom remodel construction as well as fire and water damage restoration. His exceptional customer service skill allow him to ensure that his clients' needs are looked after through every step of the inspection process. Brian is a very thorough inspector with knowledge to identify and explain any issues discovering during the inspection as well as the diverse background to offer suggestions to repair improvements. Brian has been proudly serving our customers since February of 2015. So again, our conversation and kind of what's happening in the Seattle area with our weather this year. Wet winter woes for home inspections. So, Brian, let's go ahead and start out with you. Now that we're heading into the spring and after the wettest winter on record, what are the biggest issues that you typically find during a home inspection?
Well, a statistic I heard the other day was we've already received a full year's worth of rain in the first 4 months of this year.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That being said, the two biggest issues we're finding are water in the foundation and crawl space, as well as leaks and mold in the attic. So let's start by explaining how moisture gets into the attic. We've had our share of wind and driving rain this winter. As rain lands on our house, gravity pulls it downward through any opening it can find. Oftentimes, these openings are as small as a pinhole, and other times, roof damage has left an exposed opening. Also remember that our homes expand and contract, and with changing temperature and humidity. This creates the potential for new hidden openings around skylights, chimneys, vent caps, and other areas of roof penetrations. For example, I was in a home earlier this week and saw significant structural damage to the roof sheathing and trusses because of a leak from two nails. I'd estimate the repairs around $5,000 to $10,000.
Yeah, and that's, you know, crazy. We were talking earlier about, before we came into studio about all of the challenges that are going on with some of the homes, and so many buyers are waiving the inspection, which can be, you know, devastating financially, not understanding what the home has to offer moving forward. So, Keith, I have to imagine that the leaks in the roof can lead to a variety of significant issues. What other issues are you finding in the attic?
Well, one of the biggest ones is that moisture turns your attic into a garden for organic growth, which also leads to mold. Mold grows just like any other plant. Moisture, food, and oxygen are the three primary requirements for plant and animal life to exist. Well, we get our moisture from the roof leak, and it gets its food source from the decaying wood. You combine that with oxygen, and bam, you've got organic growth. The attic is a perfect environment for rapid mold growth once moisture is introduced. The most important step is to identify it and remediate it as soon as possible, because mold begins to grow in as little as 48 hours once moisture, food, and oxygen are all present. Have your attic inspected by a professional if you're not comfortable doing it yourself.
So, Brian, I've heard horror stories about mold. How dangerous is this?
Well, to tell the truth, mold is everywhere. We live in a wet environment with organic spores that we inhale and ingest every day. Some people are more affected to mold, so it's more dangerous to some than others. Organic growth is all around us, and it's not always the unhealthy mold we hear about. The only way to truly understand the potential risk is to have a sample tested by a qualified testing agency. It's also important that people with severe reaction to even a minor mold presence inspect hidden areas such as the attic and crawl space on a regular basis. I was in an attic last month, and upon opening the hatch, I saw nothing but black, and that's generally mold.
Wow.
This can cause a serious health issue as well as extreme cost to remediate.
Yeah. So, Keith, you had mentioned earlier that water in the crawl space was one of the other issues that you typically find at this time of year. So how does that moisture get into the crawl space?
Well, the most common way water gets in is underneath the foundation walls. Areas with poor drainage can allow the water table to rise during the rainy seasons. This forces water into the crawl spaces. And it's usually easier to go under the wall than through the wall. However, we see leaks between the concrete walls and what's called the footings that the walls sit on. Now, a crack in a foundation can let water in as well, but that's really much less of a common problem. Moisture in the crawl space is either coming in from within the foundation or it's coming up from the inside. It may be caused by seasonal underground stream or possibly an uphill neighbor that's made some changes that's caused changes to the drainage patterns. The key really is identifying the source of the moisture so that you can identify the right solution.
You know, every area, there's different challenges that you have to deal with, Washington not being an exception to that. So with all the benefits that we have here, there are some disadvantages possibly, again, if you're not finding out exactly what the health of that home is and what the future is. So, Brian, when it comes to water in the foundation, how much is too much?
Well, Tina, in most cases, any water is too much water. However, the reality is that we live in a rainy part of the country, as I said before.
Mm-hmm.
We start by looking at where the water is located in the foundation and how much is underneath versus on top of the plastic vapor barrier, which covers the ground. This helps us determine where the water may be coming in from, as well as the best course of action in recommending a long-term solution. It may require installing a typical sump pump drain system or possibly consulting with a drainage specialist to discuss improving perimeter drainage or installing perimeter drainage. Oftentimes, a minor amount of moisture comes and goes at different times of the year, and we never see it. The worst moisture is the kind that does not go away, regardless of how much is there. Moisture can lead to mold growth under the home, which typically remains hidden until it becomes a significant issue.
Yeah, so Keith, getting rid of the moisture in the foundation, it sounds like that could be pretty expensive. So how much does it cost, and how do you get rid of this water?
Good question. Well, there's a lot of variables when it comes to figuring out how much it costs and how to get rid of it. Really, the key is understanding where the water's coming from and how much is coming in, and also what options are available for getting rid of it. The most common effective and cost-effective solution is installing a single sump pump. This usually starts around $500 for a simple system. Sometimes high-capacity pumps or even multiple sump pumps are needed along with extensive drainage work to properly divert water to the sump pumps. Now, this can easily run several thousand dollars. The other typical solution is to install additional perimeter drainage on the outside of the foundation. The goal of that's to divert the water before it gets to the foundation. Now, the size and extent of the required drainage system really determines the cost. It starts around $2,500 and goes up from there.
You know, and another thing with an inspection, I mentioned it earlier in your bio, is just, I mean, you guys can't say how much something's going to cost because that's not what you do, but kind of giving an idea of what the future cost may be for the property. And as a buyer in this market, just being able to budget that in, because it may not be as bad as you think. Sometimes these inspection reports can be overwhelmingly intimidating. But when you kind of can break it down and look at, well, is it worth it to move forward with this house that I've got $5,000 I have to put into it? The answer may be definitely yes. So why it's important to really be able to get those costs and that information. So Brian, once a system is in place to remove the water, where does that water go?
Well, the sump system typically drains into the drainage system, which the downspouts drain into. The water can also be piped away from the home to an approved drainage pit if a perimeter drainage system is not available. A common mistake we see is that the sump system is connected to the sewer or, even worse, a septic system. This can overwhelm a septic system if all your drainage is going there. Mm. This has been an illegal practice for over 20 years due to the impact of non-organic contaminants found in surface runoff. A perimeter drainage system will include a proper drainage pit away from the home, ensuring the water doesn't make its way back.
So, Keith, it sounds like water that creates our beautiful evergreen state can also be one of our home's worst enemies. Any tips to avoid some of these costly repairs? What can we do to be preventative?
The best tip we can offer is really to catch problems as soon as they start rather than waiting for them to become major issues. And the only way to do this is to conduct regular inspections of both the attic and crawl space at least twice a year and take immediate action to avoid costly repairs.
Yeah, and you guys have a show that we had before, which was really great. I love how you guys come in and really educate my listeners on inspections, what they are, the importance of it, but also being able to know what to do to protect your homes. So right now, are there any other tips and areas that people should be doing as my homeowners are listening on preventative maintenance?
I'll jump in on this. Really, the time of year is we've got spring coming towards us. Our plants are going to be in full bloom. Vegetation is kicking up in high gear.
Uh-huh.
So it's time to make sure that all the vegetation around your house is cut back and allowing your home to breathe, or it will bring some of the issues from our environment directly to the perimeter of our house.
Yeah. So clients and listeners can actually call in and work with you guys to come out and do an actual inspection of their home. Forget selling or moving out of the house, but just to get that idea of what type of maintenance things that they can do right now. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
What
yeah.
is it something, I know it varies depending on the size of the home and the year of the home, but what's an average for a current owner to have you guys come out and inspect their home?
It really depends on the inspection,
because
sometimes we can just do a quick summary inspection, and those are relatively inexpensive.
Around $200 for a major systems inspection, and they go up from there to $500.
Yeah. So really, I encourage you guys that are listening to the show, because you've heard from what we've talked about, there can be some costly devastation to not understanding how to take care of your home and maintain your home. So just having an inspector come in and do a look, just like you do an annual review on everything else, take a look at an annual review on your home and see the state of it. Any tips on roofs and what you should be doing to maintain those?
Well, the first thing is making sure that you're not letting anything grow on it.
Makes sense.
So moss, algae, when that builds up and roots start growing into your roof system, it deteriorates the roof and can significantly reduce the life. You've spent a lot of money on the house, and the roof is what protects everything.
Yeah.
Everything below it, you included.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I would add is when moss does decide to start growing, we do live in the Northwest.
Yes.
Be very, very cautious of pressure washing. Pressure washing can reduce a lot of years from your life if it's done very aggressively. And one of the things we find on home inspections regularly is that roofs have aged prematurely because they've had the life pressure washed out of them. So caution.
Yeah. Also, if you have those beautiful trees in your front yard, make sure that you're keeping up the maintenance of all of the stuff that comes from those.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for coming back and joining me in studio. It's always a pleasure to have you, and I appreciate your expertise and all the information that you bring to my listeners.
Thanks, Tina. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tina.
Coming up next on the Money Hour, Millennials and Buying a Home, Mianna Leth with RE/MAX on the Lake right here at 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.